Welcome to the ninth Choose This Day presentation. This is the longest time prophecy in the Bible. And you can download the notes at revelationwithdaniel.com. You will find the link in the description below. And so the study that we're going to go through goes through the 2300 days of Bible prophecy found in Daniel 8:14. Jesus had said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself," in John 14, verse 3. And I believe, according to the Bible, we are nearing that time. So you might benefit by reading for yourself Daniel chapter 8, verses 3 through 14. This is an account of the actual dream given by God to Daniel. And so if you continue reading in Daniel 8, verses 19 through 26, these scriptures are the interpretation of the verses 3 through 14. So the Bible gives you the actual vision and then the interpretation. During the time of Babylon is when Daniel was living. Medo-Persia, though, the next kingdom that was to overrule and take over the whole world, was illustrated as a ram. And it came to take the north, the east, the south, and the west for his territory. But a goat was representing Greece, which would come and overtake Medo-Persia. So there was a notable horn on the head of the goat, and it represented a prominent king. Out of one of the territories, or the winds, came a little horn, which actually waxed exceeding great, with the earth and the heavens as its focus. It represented basically the religious and political interests of this power. So the greatest evil of this exceeding great horn, or power, or kingdom, was its personation and attack on the ministry of Christ. Now, Daniel chapter 8, verse 27 goes on to explain why we don't know everything about what happened in the explanation of this prophecy. It says, "I, Daniel, fainted. I was sick certain days, and afterwards I rose up and did the king's business. I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it." So Daniel related that he did not understand the vision, and although most of it was explained to him, there was a portion of that vision that was not explained because Daniel had fainted. He couldn't hear the angel. And so the part that was not explained was verse 14, which said, "Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed." So being burdened about the understanding of this prophecy, Daniel was constantly studying the words of the prophets to find the answers. We can see that in Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. It said, "I understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes." So you can see for yourself, Jeremiah 29, verse 10. It describes the 70 years that Daniel was studying. So the next several verses, verses 4 through 19 in Daniel chapter 9, are a beautiful prayer that Daniel was praying for himself and for the sins of his people. We'll read a portion of that toward the end in verses 21 through 22. "Yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning," which the only vision at the beginning that we're speaking of here is Daniel chapter 8, "he was being caused to fly swiftly. He touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to shew thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision." So now the vision that was going to be explained from the angel to Daniel can be picked up in Daniel 9, verse 24. 70 weeks are determined, or literally cut off, upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. So now, according to Numbers 14, verse 34, and Ezekiel 4 through 6, you want to read verses 1 through 6, a day equals a year in Bible prophecy. So in a prophecy, if a day is mentioned, it actually represents a full year. Therefore, The 70 weeks, or the 70 times 7, would equal 490 years. You do a little bit of math there, 70 sevens equals 490. So Daniel 9, 25 and 26 goes on to say, "Now know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be a specific amount of time, 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So 7 and 62 is 69. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself." We know the Messiah was cut off on the cross, but it wasn't for him, it was for you. "And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined." So we're reading about numbers, one of which is a score. A score is actually representing 20, so 60 is 60. You add up the prophetic weeks, it would be 69 weeks, or if you do that math, it's 483 days, which is 69 times 7, so 69 weeks, 69 sevens, 483 days until the coming of the Messiah from the command that was given to restore Jerusalem. But we know the days in Bible prophecy equal years. So we're talking about 483 years. Now, Ezra chapter 6 and also 7 gives us some information that we need to know. "The elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of God, the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia." So as we read in Ezra 7, here we're going to find out more about the date in question. When was this commandment given? "And there went out some of the children of Israel, and the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, unto Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king." And so the Bible predicted that at the command of Artaxerxes, which was in the year 457 BC, because we know according to the Bible it was in the 7th year of his reign, Jerusalem would begin to be rebuilt. From that time, there would be a 483-year period of time until the coming of the Messiah. Now, if you add 483 years to the year 457 BC, that takes us to AD 27. Now, remember when you're doing this on your own time, because I've done it myself, you go from BC to AD, but you must know there is no 0 year. For example, there's 3 BC, 2 BC, 1 BC, and then it jumps to 1 AD, 2 AD, 3 AD. There's no 0 year. And I remember looking this up and finding myself going 1 year further, but then I realized there's no 0 year and it dropped it right back. So now Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22 actually describes something for us that's very helpful. "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that when Jesus was being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened." So now returning to the significance of the year AD 27, this is when Jesus was baptized or anointed. For the Bible says that he began his ministry when he was baptized, and the arrival of the Messiah was AD 27. And so the Messiah being the anointed one. So the word Messiah literally means the anointed one. So Acts chapter 10, verse 38 states that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. And we know that was when he was baptized. And so Mark chapter 1, 14 through 15 describes Jesus illustrating that there was a time that was being fulfilled. Notice, "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." So according to Jesus, there was a time that was being fulfilled. It was a time given by Gabriel to Daniel of the Messiah that would be anointed. And Jesus had just been baptized just a few days before when he was tempted in the wilderness. And after the 40 days of temptation, he was baptized by John. Right at that time is when Jesus was saying the time was fulfilled. What time was it? Again, it's the 69 weeks or the 483 years prophesied by Daniel chapter 9. It was fulfilling. Bible prophecy was actually coming to pass. So in Daniel 9:26, the Bible says, "The people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary." So Jerusalem was destroyed in AD 70. We find the reference in Matthew 24:15-20 and Luke 21:20-24. So as we continue on reading in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, it says, "He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week." Now this is still the Messiah. He's confirming the covenant that God made with his people for 1 week. But notice, in the midst of the week, he, the Messiah, the Mashiach, or the anointed one, shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for or because of the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it, the city, desolate, even until its consummation, or burning up with fire. And that determined shall be poured out upon the desolate. Remember, Jesus had said, "Your house is left unto you desolate." And there was a consummation or a fire that came on the desolate, which was, of course, Jerusalem in 70 AD. Now, so this is a reference to the death of Jesus, our Savior, in AD 31. The sacrificial system was divinely abolished at that time. The curtain in the sanctuary, which separated the holy from the most holy place, was ripped from the top to the bottom, signifying the fulfillment of the promises of being done away with that sacrificial system. So the sacrificial system of the Jews, which was only a shadow or type of things to come, was done away in Christ. You can see that in Matthew 27:50-51. Now Jesus was crucified in the midst or in the middle of the 7-week period, that allotted time for the Jews. His ministry was actually 3.5 years, exactly half of 7 years, which is in the midst of the week. So at the end of the 7 years, which was AD 34, Stephen was stoned and the gospel message went from the Jews to the Gentiles. So Daniel 8:14, it actually says that he said unto me, "Unto 2,300 days, or years, remember in Bible prophecy, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed." So Daniel 9:24 indicates that 490 years, or 70 weeks, would be determined or cut off from the 2,300-year prophecy of Daniel 8:14. That leaves a period of time. If you take 490 years off of 2,300 years, you're left with 1,810 years. So the prophecy of the 490 years brought us to 34 AD. Now, if you add the remaining portion, which is the 1,810, it actually brings you to AD 1844, not so long ago. So the earthly Day of Atonement should be diligently studied from Leviticus 16 because it was a type or a shadow of the literal Day of Atonement that we are now in. Since 1844, according to this Bible prophecy, we have been in the actual Day of Atonement, and Christ is fulfilling his final ministry in the heavens for us, in the literal most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, not the actual holy place that was here on the earth, which was only a type or a shadow. It was explaining what Jesus is doing for us even now, after the prophecies have fulfilled. That's amazing. So he is judging everyone according to his works, first the dead, and then the living according to the Bible. We will be studying more about that in the coming presentations. The mistake that occurred back in 1844 was a mistake of a body of believers that arose out of many different denominations. It occurred during a time of great revival, and it is referred to as the religious awakening. So religious history confirms that this group, now called Seventh-day Adventists, after much Bible study, prayer, and fasting, believed that the cleansing of the sanctuary meant the second coming of Christ. In fact, the Bible describes the cleansing in Leviticus 16 as a time of judgment. The investigative judgment in heaven occurs prior to Jesus' return. He serves as our high priest, as supported by the scripture, and we can learn the Day of Atonement from the shadow or earthly sanctuary given by God to prepare his people. And so the event that was occurring was incorrect, not the time. So the time was absolutely solid. It brings us to 1844. Now we understand better what the event was. It was the moving of Christ from the holy place and the ministry there into the most holy place and the ministry there. Just the same thing that happened in the Old Testament sanctuary. So I am so grateful that we can continue to study and learn, and I pray you continue to be blessed with revelation with Daniel.com.